Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube and Facebook, so if you are watching this live, please make sure you comment and let me know where you're listening from. My name is Cade Moyer, and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me tonight, it is purely open lines. And the number is 07-3040-3096. You can call in and share your strange and unexplainable stories. So, actually, you can call in and share anything you want tonight, because tonight is open lines. So, nothing is off the table, so to say. So if you do have something that you want to call in and share, please do. The number is there on the screen. And if you are listening to the replay of this, we do these live shows at least once a month. And that's usually the first Friday or Saturday of the month. There will be a fair bit of notice given beforehand, a couple of days to let you know when that's going to happen. And you can see that on our Facebook pages or things like that, or our Facebook group. So yeah, that's the best way to find out when these are happening. And sometimes we do try to do a second one throughout the month if the schedule kind of allows that. So look, guys, we do have a caller straight off the bat. Caller, what's your name and where you from?
G'day, mate. Just from a collector in New South Wales near Lake George.
Mate, how are you?
Yeah, not bad at all, thank you.
You got I'm doing great. I had a massive week, but it's good to be on the air and chatting with everyone, mate. So did you say your name is the collector?
Oh, I do live on 30 acres in Collector.
Ah, right. Okay. Geez, 30 acres, mate. You are living the dream.
Yeah, off-grid and all that. So excellent. I'm pretty happy at the moment.
Oh,
but
mate.
Not only that, I was reading about a few encounters I've had over the years, you know, before I ever moved here. Before I ever knew about yaois, UFOs, this and that, whatever.
Yeah, but okay.
The main thing is, when I was about 12 years old, this is where it started off from. I was in Canberra, in Tuggeranong area, in ACT, that's south of Canberra. Sort of, basically, the main thing happened, a big panther come up after I happened to hang a piss out the front of my mates, around the corner from your mate's place, and this bloody big panther, I heard this growl. It was like a big cat, and I thought, this little cat walked out, this normal cat walked out. I'm thinking, fair enough. There's shrubs and bushes and shit. I'm thinking, that ain't that cat, you know? All right, next minute, all right, mate's up the road sitting down on the gutter, and I just fucking, after this bigger than any dog you ever freaking seen, with yellow eyes, it was about 2.5 foot tall at the head, walked out, and straight up, bloody looked at me and gave me the biggest growl, and I freaking ran.
Jeez, mate.
And I said, run, mate, run. And he just, and we're, you know, in town, you know. But anyway, yeah. And anyway, the other thing is, oh, I went camping. I love camping. I've got a camper van. I went up to the Brenda Bella's once, and no joke, it was full. It was a long weekend, and everyone, they happen to book out every campsite, and there's free ones up there and everything like that. And basically, yeah, went up there and had to put myself basically where no one was camping. I was about 3-4 Ks away from anyone, and I had me camper van, television sitting out front under me awning, not allowed a fire out there, so, you know, I had me gas heater sitting there watching TV and, you know, sitting in the van under the awning watching out, and quite up high, like you could see all through the bushes, clear as night, beautiful day. And basically, I heard some trudging through the bush. Some big crunch, 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 crunch. Like bigger than, I reckon about bigger than 3 of me. I'm about 90 kilo. 3 of me fucking walking through the bush. That heavy, just that bush you can't walk through. It's too thick. All right? So, walking up the hill. And, yeah.
That's... Seen it. Did you get a visual of it?
Yeah, what I've done, I got me a torch out. I had a head torch with all the lights and one in the middle. It's like a very high-powered one. But, you know, you strap it to your head. You know, so wherever you look, you know, that's where it's aimed. And I had I don't know if you heard of them in America, called a caber, K-A-B-A-R. So it's meant to kill a bear. So it's a, you know, how it was invented anyway. The main thing is I had that on me. I thought, look at this. I'm up in the Brindley. You see the fuck? You know, what is this? I had no idea of Yowies or Bigfoots or anything like this. And this thing walked up the hill, crashed and hugged a tree and just looked at me, you know, with it, and took off as soon as my lights hit its eyes, you know? And these yellow eyes, and it was about, it took off probably... Oh, I reckon 50 metres from left to right in about 4 seconds sort of thing.
Wow, that's quick.
Through the bush up and down onto the dirt road, jumped, and I heard the thud onto the road, the dirt road. You're up in the Brenda Bella's, no tarmac up there. Heard the, you know, gravel, and it jumped and ran and ducked and then stood up because I walked around the campsite. That, and I shone the lights in its eyes, and I was about 3 foot above it at level, you know, so the ground goes down, and I was about 25-30 foot away, and it legitimately was about 3 foot lower than me hugging a tree, and it was about 9 foot, like I'm about 6 foot tall. It was 3 foot taller at me at the eye level, so add another 3 foot to that at the eye level.
Wow, and that's a big fella.
And he just walked around my campsite because I chat myself, fucking fuck this. Walked straight back in the camper van, just shut the door, sat in there and went, what the fuck? I didn't know anything about it. I thought it was some Aboriginal spirit or something like this, you know. And, yeah, it just went down the fucking back where it came from and broke. You can imagine a tree as thick as your leg, as thick as your leg, being broken over 10 seconds long, like over a 10-second period, slowly, like crunch, 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 crack, crunch, 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 snap. And just, I was like, I'm not dealing with that. And a year later, I got the courage to go back and I put some, because I knew, like, researched, and I went down there and placed some fruit and stuff down there, and there was an orb that night.
Wow. And
I got little rocks thrown at me again that night. So that was a year later. Yeah.
Mate, that's intense. Like, the fact that you kind of stayed there overnight, that's a true testament to you, because I think most people kind of hightail it out of there, because it sounds like this thing was almost showing a bit of a sign of dominance of, you know, this is my area and I'll let you know I'm around. And would have been a bit of a freaky feeling with that thing breaking those trees.
I felt that. I didn't feel like it was a threatening thing. It was like, if you come down here where I broke this tree, you know, it circled my camp and went back down and broke a tree. And I feel it was just warning me, don't come down into this valley, because this valley is the thickest and deepest bush in the Brindabella Mountains you can think of, you know, and it's big valley. It'll take you 3 hours just to get down to the river down, you know, probably 2 Ks, you know.
Yeah, right. So that's really thick bush, isn't it?
And it's beautiful. You've got ferns, you've got, you know.
You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But today.